This is Wade Raskin with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigned after weeks of President Donald Trump publicly castigating Sessions for his actions in office, including his decision to recuse himself from a probe into Russian efforts to sway the 2016 election. French President Emmanuel Macron waded into controversy by praising Philippe Pétain, who oversaw France during its Nazi occupation, as a great soldier during World War I. New ACA birth control guidelines from the government relax requirements to provide contraceptives for small businesses, religious groups, and nonprofits, but required publicly traded companies and governmental entities to provide them. Strike by 600 booksellers against an Amazon subsidiary was successful after 2 days, winning an apology from the company and a reinstatement of booksellers from the affected countries that had been barred. Benjamin Ramos, a founding member of the National Union of People's Lawyers in the Philippines that specialized in no-cost work for poor clients, was gunned down and killed by 3 bullets as he left his office. Between 2010 and 2017, according to the Brookings Institute, nearly half of the country's total employment growth occurred in just 20 large metro areas. President Trump has already appointed 29 appeals court judges, in contrast to Obama, who over the full 8 years of his term only managed to appoint 48 judges to regional appeals courts. In the midterms, Democrats expanded their influence in state capitals, flipping more than 300 state legislative seats while also claiming a majority of the nation's attorney general offices. A 3-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruled that the Trump administration relied on faulty legal reasoning in trying to end the Obama-era program allowing some immigrants brought to the country illegally as children to gain legal status. So DACA will stand. In trying to bar info, CNN report Jim Acosta, Sarah Huckabee Sanders of the White House used an InfoWars doctored video of the incident where an intern tried to take his mic to make it look like he was aggressive and deleted where he said, "Pardon me, ma'am." Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.